What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Sangronex.
Hi, everyone. It's Idalie de la Lune, but you can call me Jammin'.
And it's your main doodle stain, Jasmoody Main. Coming at ya!
And you're listening to
Weird Wellness.
We just want to say thank you to all you queerdos. Thank you for listening to this podcast, Queered Wellness, where queerdos like us get together in hopes of building community by sharing stories and tips on what's worked and what hasn't worked when it comes to mental, physical, and spiritual wellness.
Thank you.
Woohoo, 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 woo. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 2. We done made it through 2020. It is now 2021. Shit is going down, but that's all right, because we out here. Today, you're going to be hearing from yours truly, Jazz Mooney. Without further ado, here we go, y'all.
Now, let me ask you the question of the day. If money wasn't an issue, what would you do with your time?
If money wasn't an issue, I for sure would be gone. I'd be traveling across all dimensions and universes and whatever. And of course, because art makes me happy, I would be doing something creative. I would spend my time just adventuring out. What about you guys?
I would be with Olivia. And I would hop in her boat and we would travel through all of the universes and galaxies.
Ooh, Vámonos.
And yeah, I feel like I would get a lot more weird and get to know a lot more people just because I can meet a whole bunch more people when money isn't a problem, because you can travel a lot more. And just get into, like, I don't know, weird art stuff.
Mm. And prioritize any and all kinds of alternative health stuff, like chiropractor, Reiki, or whatever. Healing.
Reiki.
Totally had a space fart, dude. And kept thinking of Paul Rudd when he's like, I'm ready for my daca. Anyway, if money was an issue for me, I would also for sure leave you traveling.
Traveling.
Also would probably have a house big enough for, like, the homies.
I'd have houses everywhere.
Community farms. Centers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would also probably have, like, an animal farm. For only pit bulls, though. Sorry. Sorry, other dogs, but pit bulls, bruh.
Rolando can come, though.
Love. Oh, yeah, Rolly's always welcome.
Oh, and Pablo.
And Diamond. Oh, and Luna.
And the Grand Jolly.
And Crookie.
Oh, yeah, and Crookie, even though he's a cat.
Congratulations, everyone, for surviving the 2020 apocalypse.
We motherfucking did it, bitch. But now what? It's 2021 and shit has already hit the fan, y'all.
The fans.
But whatevers. Anyways, yeah.
So who wants to hear about how Jazz Mooney survived last year's apocalypse?
I do. Pick me.
Okay, fine. I pick you guys.
So, Jazz Mooney, how was 2020 for you? How did it go? What worked? What didn't work?
Bitch, I can tell you that just one podcast episode, like, won't even cover everything that, like, happened.
Damn.
But yeah, it was, like, super filled with ups and downs and all the in-betweens. Specifically, though, it was hard for me because I'm just, like, a super social person, and I'm the only queer person in my house, so that was really tough for me. There were, like, all kinds of times where I felt, you know, all lonely and shit, but yeah.
Surviving 2020 as an extrovert, what was the most difficult thing about that?
Being alone.
Isolating or quarantine.
I mean, Yeah, I already have issues with being alone anyway. And not only that, I've always been the kind of person who's just like busy, 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 two jobs, going to school, outside of my job, I'm always like hustling, doing this, doing that, going out, meeting new people, networking, blah, blah, blah. And all of that literally came to a halt. And I really was kind of in denial at the beginning. Like, there was, okay, I've told you guys a story before, but there was like the week before school had ended. Oh, I'm a music teacher, by the way. I don't know if anybody knew that. So I've got my students, and one of my students came up to me and was like, Jazz, I'm so scared. Like, I don't think I'm going to get to go to college. I don't think I'm going to be able to graduate. And I was just like, bro, we have survived so much, and everybody's always usually just, like, over panicking. I think we're going to be okay, you know, like, don't worry. And that was probably the last time I ever saw that student because we never went back to school. And so there was like huge lack of closure between like me and a few people and just like me and my students, which was like kind of heartbreaking because I fucking love them. But yeah.
So how did you fix that? Like, how did you fix it?
Fix what?
How did you cope with that?
How did I cope with it? Bro,
like, what are you doing differently now?
I was creating all kinds of shit. I cleaned the fuck out of my house, bought a bunch of plants, bought a dining room table, refurnished it, reupholstered it. I worked on my car, I worked on my motorcycle, got that running again. Bike rides, a lot of bike rides. I was hiking a lot. Honestly, everything in the book that I could do to keep myself busy, I did. And that's about it.
Do you feel like you understand yourself better now?
Hold on, Mia's asking a question.
She said, do you feel like you understand yourself better now?
More time with yourself and understanding yourself.
For those who don't know,
oh, yeah.
Mia.
That's baby sis right there, bae.
Is that a Lee/Jammin's little baby sister?
She's my baby sister too.
She's little only 3 years old, and she just comes up with these crazy questions.
And she sounds like a teenager. It's crazy.
It's
only
like
3 years
18,
old.
18, but she's really only 3 years old.
And she goes. Wait, I shouldn't have said. Just kidding. We'll bleep that out. Okay. Question was: do
and
I feel like
single.
I know myself more? What was it, Mija?
Is she?
Yes.
What was your question? She should
Do
be.
Do you feel like you've mm-hmm. understood yourself throughout this period of time of being by yourself?
Oh, I think I definitely understand more so my triggers and like things that affect me or make me sad. Cause I, for one, I'm like super huge on community building. I'm that community building nerd where like most of my class is like, let's build community and like play games, but like still learn, you know? And so like, I really felt, I guess, kind of invisible, right? So like, there's this thing that happens when there's like a lack of representation of yourself, right? Like if you're not represented, you essentially lose your identity almost. I didn't lose my identity, but like one thing I really miss a lot is just being in large queer spaces where we all just like dress to impress, meet somebody random and like have a good night, or like just get all of our sweaty bodies on the dance floor and dance and like, you know, like ships in the night, basically. I super miss that. And just like hanging out with my queer folks without having the like post anxiety of like, oh my God, do I have COVID? You know? And so, yeah, I just, it's hard when you, it's like, okay, like obviously social media is a thing, right? Like there is representation, right? There are queer people all over social media. There are Latinx folks all over social media, right? But there isn't like that mano a mano camaraderie, I guess. Like
Manex.
Yeah, Manex a Manex. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, that was probably the toughest part. And I'm still actually dealing with it. I just had like a horrible weekend. And I just had to like pick myself up, and here I am now. Period. Still dealing with it. Period. Poo.
Punto. Putex.
El putex.
What was your favorite part about quarantine, COVID?
Did you have a favorite part?
Yeah.
Ooh. Favorite part? Honestly, I think my favorite part was just having so much time to be creative. And because, like, you can't rush creativity, bruh. Like, excuse me.
Oh, my God.
I hope I didn't peak the sound on that one. But, like, yeah, you can't rush creativity. And I hate the idea that you can only have, like, one creative outlet, right? Like, say you're an artist, right? But you can only, like, you only have that one niche or whatever. Yeah, you only paint, right? But I don't do that. I do everything, right? So this, yeah, all this time of, like, self-discovery, I guess, it just allowed me to explore my talents, which, I mean, I gotta say, I'm a pretty talented motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Yeah. So that was nice, yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot of skills, and I feel like you also are a hustler. So during quarantine,
every day I'm
like,
hustling.
Not only did you have new creative projects, but you also were finding new ways to find income, different sources of income, and different ways of.
And I had to, and I feel blessed to be a hustler, even. But yeah, I was like upholstering furniture, selling furniture, flipping furniture, which I never thought I would do. And then I also sold this and that.
And plants. You grew some plants and sold some plants now?
Oh, yup. I showed it. Yup. Hella.
Came
oh, man.
Came out with some new tunes.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank the Lord after a whole entire year. Dude, when this thing first hit, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to write all the music. By the time summer comes, I'm going to have, like, EP and, like, three music videos, blah, blah, blah. None of that happened. But I did come out with one song, Feel the Vibe. That was pretty fun. And we shot a music video. But then people were judging because they're like, oh, my God, that's not social distancing. But I didn't catch COVID, so thank the Lord. But sometimes you got to be a little reckless, I guess.
Because it's fun. Don't come at me.
But we are being cautious.
Yeah,
be
safe.
Yeah, but plus, like, the government and the system don't give a fuck about my happiness anyway, and they could tell me to sit alone in a corner and tell me it's for my
better health,
better being, and my better health. But really, bruh, fuck the government.
Fuck you.
I'm so fed up with they shit. Anyway, though, I also take COVID seriously, so I don't want to, like, downplay it because it's real and shit, and people are dying out here. But also, I can't live my life in fear. Like, what if I died tomorrow? I wouldn't want to die knowing that I didn't go see my best friend because they might have caught a cold.
That's why I gotta say YOLO. You only live once.
That's me, everybody. The 3-year-old. How does she know these things, bro? But,
I'm from a different galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely did a lot of positive things during quarantine. Did you develop any bad, or did you happen to, like, go through any negative, I don't know, mental stages, or even, like,
bruh,
a lot of people developed alcoholism?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, I wouldn't say I developed any new habits, but there were definite, like, two... I want to say 2 weeks where I'm like, I don't remember taking a shower. I don't remember changing my clothes. I don't wear underwear, so that wasn't an issue of, like, changing my underwear. But, like, I was so depressed. Like, I just didn't. I don't even remember getting up off of the couch. And finally, I was like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing? Get up. Do something. At least, like, go for a walk, you know? And even walking really helped. Being in the sun, getting that day. You know what I'm saying? That really put me in a good mood. Vitamin D, not the diaca. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, and then I recently kind of got into meditation, which has been really cool. Also, a fine art in itself, because my brain operates like 1 million miles a minute. So it's hard to stay focused. I tried guided meditation. I last probably like 20 minutes, which is like, good job. I tried to do one for an hour the other night and, like,
fell asleep.
I just found myself daydreaming about sex. Yeah.
how's your sex life been during COVID?
Well, I had some really good sex, honestly, but that's done now. It was really fun while it lasted, and then it just ended, and I feel very fortunate to have ended it. 'Cause it was just, I don't know, it was just really, really...
Really?
It got pretty intense for like a moment, and I just have trust issues, and I didn't trust the person, and that to me, that's a no-no, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, that ended, but the sex was amazing! I had a good time.
Practice safe sex, y'all. Yeah.
Also, like, our first date was, like, social distance date. We went out to Lake Merritt. Aww. It was hella cute, actually. I've got us, like, this, like, purple gin and a cheese board and a blanket. And we had fancy-ass little drinks by the lake. And they were all, like, flowery and stuff. And then...
they died.
Oh, my God, no. But, yeah, that was that.
Did your eating habits change?
For a second, I was like, I don't know. I think it just depends on, like, my mood. When I'm in those moods where I'm just, like, on the couch, I just smoked some weed, I haven't done anything all day, my brain automatically is like, DoorDash, caviar, Monkey King, garlic noodles, the crab fries or whatever those are.
Oh, yeah, those are delish.
Freaking amazing. And, yeah, depending on my level of munchies, dude, I could eat an entire pizza and a tray of garlic sticks. So, I mean, it got, I guess, bad for a second, but it felt good for the moment, which is what I needed. So, yeah. Dottie, come on, girl. Anyway.
So, can you tell us a little bit about the experience of... you being featured in a song and coming out in a music video, and, like, that sounds like a pretty big highlight of 2020. Was it for you?
It was really fun making the video, and then, like, watching it, I was like, oh, we're so cute, bitch.
Like, did that inspire you to want to do more in terms of music, in terms of developing as a creative musically or musician?
I would say, like, it definitely... it sparked some motivation, because I was definitely lacking motivation when it came to writing music. And that's, like, what I do, you know what I'm saying? So that was nice, because it definitely inspired some thoughts, which are still brewing. But, like, I'm a perfectionist, so I'm still just, like, little tweaks here, little tweaks there. Yeah, but I was kind of worried, because... it's just like smoking weed, and I'm a teacher. So I was like, huh, but also weed is legal, so fine. And I really, like, I'm an advocate for weed. Dude, it has helped so many people that I know out of depression, definitely with eating disorders, even anxiety.
Sleep, insomnia.
And like all of those things are pretty necessary to healthily function. You know, so I was like, that was my call in being like, you know what? I love it. I'm going to do it. Plus,
it's just like with everything else in moderation, like, don't be over here just like back to back blends on blends, you know, and you can also microdose and just like the little things that you can manage in terms of cannabis.
Yeah, dude. Endless. I love weed and all of its benefits. And honestly, too, like... I think that I'm here to push it to the limit. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm going to do. And if somebody wants to come at me, they can come at me. And what happens, happens, you know. But at least at the end of the day, I did what I believed was right or good or really, like, set some sort of, like, be who you are message. Because that's, I mean, I think that's...
period.
What
poo.
One of my purposes is all about is just like, bruh, be undeniably yourself.
Authentically
and
yourself.
Who gives a fuck about what anybody else thinks? Because you're always going to have haters. And if you don't have any haters, then what the fuck are you doing?
Are you doing anything at all?
Probably not. You're probably just a couch potato.
Better to fail than to not take a risk at all.
Narmy, narmy!
So it's December 2019. Say your past self comes into the picture and is like, Jasmine, some shit's about to go down in 2020. This is what's going to happen. This is what you need to do. What do you think your future self would have told your past self?
Wait, say that again?
To prepare you for 2020, what do you think your past self... No, your future self from, like, say, like, your 2021 person came to your 2019 person and was like, 2020 is about to be some shit.
Uh-huh.
This is what you need to do to help survive. What would those things be?
Ooh, that's a toughie. Bruh.
Like, I definitely feel like you said a lot of it, even just right now, about, like, just... living, like, do what makes you happy.
Yeah, I think I would just tell myself, like, it's gonna be a scary time, but don't let fear run your life. Still do you. See the people you love. Like, practice safety first, as always, right? Safe sex is the best sex, because you don't live with, like, that after guilt of, like, oh my god, do I have this or do I have that? Or, like, if you are rad in the dick, like, are you pregnant now? You know, like, that's fucking stressful. So, yeah, like, just do you, take precautions, and have a good time. Because, I mean, this sounds, like, really, like, cheesy and, like, whatever, but I think we really, for the most part, are here to have a good time and to build relationships and nurture those relationships. But unfortunately, we're all stuck in this fucking fucked up system, you know, and we're constantly in a matter of survival instead of flourishing and vibrating to our, like, higher self, you know what I'm saying? So... yeah, I think we have to do what we can. Like, it's a daily struggle to vibrate at a higher frequency, I guess, because we're just so consumed by surviving. And, like, oh my god, I can't pay for food. I can't pay for my child's backpack for school. So half of my students don't have Chromebooks, so they can't even, like, participate in
going to class,
whatever class may be, you know? So, yeah, and the system don't care about us. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But we're supposed to care about, I mean, we do care about our people, but what more can we do if we're not, like, we're not allotted the resources that we need? It's fucking frustrating. So what are you going to do? You're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Be there for one another. Build community.
Yeah.
Come through, queerdos.
Throw fear in the back seat. Because obviously that shit is healthy-ish, but don't let the motherfucker drive, you know? Don't even let it call a rest stop, bro. like, sorry, you need to hold your pee.
No,
we're almost there.
No pee breaks for fear.
Yeah, nope. Fear gotta hold that shit.
Literally.
Literally. I don't care.
Yep. Go outside, get some vitamin D, talk to your friends, be there for one another, practice safety, do whatever you can to help with your mental, physical. Ooh, and you did boxing, right?
Oh, wait, shit. That was pre-shutdown. Shelter in place. I was going to King's Gym. Shout out to King's Gym. Whoop, whoop. Nonprofit. They've been around for years and years and years. And if you're youth, like, you get free gear, free lessons. I want to say, don't quote me because I'm not sure, but I really think that is because people who do pay memberships, that allows for that to happen. Oh. So awesome. Also, shout out to Ray because they are just, like, super amazing, super inspirational, very, like, understanding human being. And that felt really good. Hitting things and breaking stuff, it sounds like, okay, that's definitely violent and you shouldn't do it. But if you do it in a healthy way, it's great and it feels good to punch some shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was really cool. I still have a bag in the garage and my gloves, and I actually have been telling myself, like, get back out there, which I'll probably do tomorrow. So, yay.
Gang.
Uh-huh. all in all, it's just been, what the fuck is that?
It's a cookie.
Oh, ew.
I know, I don't
want to see. What are these cookies called?
There's a cookie in my chocolate.
Anyway, Jammin just got these cookies at Trader Joe's, and it looks like doo-doo.
I didn't want to eat it because I was full, so I just left it in there. And
now it's apparently, it's smacking doo-doo.
They're
doo-doo chocolate. Cookies, they're dookies.
There's also a little bit of cannabis to help with my anxiety.
Oh, yeah, cannabis hot cocoa. That's where it's at, y'all. Yeah, that was my year, I guess, in a nutshell. I know I'm probably forgetting some shit, but it's hard to even remember the year. Feel like it literally went by in a blink of an eye.
What'd you do for your birthday?
I had a party.
Ay, Dios mío.
What are we gonna do with you?
It was really funny though, and I really appreciated this because it just shows how much people like know me and kind of listen to the little shit that I say. Because I wasn't like outright like, everybody get me a barbecue and or a grill, blah blah blah. But like, everybody got me a grill. I ended up with 0 grills to 3 grills barbecue in like one day. Yeah.
Did you use them all?
No, I gave them back. Well, I used 2 of them, so.
Hey. Chef.
Yeah.
Chef Jazz Mooney.
Yeah, I had a small party that turned out to be, like, a little more than small. But it was so cute. The girls came over and skated.
Shout out to the girls.
Shout out to the girls.
Three babies.
Wait. I guess they're not Banuelos's, though.
The Goyans.
Oh, yeah. The Goyans.
The Goyans girls.
Bro, the coolest girls you will ever meet in your life. I can't wait till they're, like, older and like, I mean, they're already cool, but they're only gonna get cooler from here anyway. Dude. But they came through and everybody did like a wave while they like popped off like these little firecrackers and roller skated. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, that shit makes me happy.
It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Real good. Oh, and then we queued up some oysters. Oh, I think you had your first oyster ever too, didn't you?
Yep.
How was it?
It was fishy.
It tasted like the ocean.
It tasted like salty ocean.
Yeah. Yum! I love that shit.
Like San Francisco Ocean, like Pacific Ocean. I'm not a big fan of fishy stuff, but I'm starting to gradually get into it. You know.
Who are you?
I only have one though.
Bro, I must have had like 12.
That was a big step. Yeah. For me.
Congratulations.
You are not letting fear drive you.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Yeah, little rewards, awesome. Y'all. How are you rewarding yourself today?
Hot chocolate with weed in it. Hey. Oh, also fish tacos, burrito.
Grocery high. Shopping.
Yeah, grocery shopping.
Daddy's high.
That's okay.
I'm high.
Yeah, that's all I have about my 2020 in a nutshell, y'all.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing. Did you have any goals going into 2020? I mean, like resolutions from the beginning?
So obviously I love teaching. Teaching music especially, like, it is one of my passions. But when I first got into teaching, it's because I was teaching in after-school programs, which meant I wasn't getting paid over the summers. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, let me go back to school so I can get my credential, and then my summers would be paid, and I could travel. So I had big plans to travel big because I was going to get paid a large couple checks at the beginning of the summer, right? So I was hella excited about that. Anyway, that did not happen.
You know, we were supposed to go to Arizona. We wanted to go to New York.
Yup.
You know where we went?
Home.
We stayed home. The fridge.
The fridge.
The living room.
I for sure went to the fridge. Oh.
Went to the garage a couple times, you know.
Yeah,
Jamaican
felt a little
punch.
Spicy. Oh, shout out to Sam, my neighbor. He came through with the Jamaican punch.
Community.
It was like he brought over punch, but it was in a Hennessy bottle, and I tasted it. I was like, God damn! But that it was good.
Jamaicans.
It was good.
And they punch.
What was I gonna say?
So wanting to travel.
Yeah, I'm a big traveler too. Like, I so desperately need to feel okay to break away. Mm-hmm. Like,
a little check.
At least twice a year. Yeah. And especially, bruh, like, the year ended early, obviously. We didn't go back to school. I had 5 classes. Over half of my students didn't even show up. Like, we just lost contact. Half of my students, like, not half, but, like, a good chunk of them just, like, went back to Mexico and still haven't come back. Like, I'm like, damn, dude.
I hope everyone's safe.
I do, too. But, yeah, so that was, like, stressful because I genuinely care about these kids. And I didn't get to get away. Like, mm-hmm. I was just, like, stuck. Anyway, that shit was depresh mode.
How did you fulfill those cravings, those moments where you really wanted to get away and you couldn't?
Bike rides. Mm. Bike rides literally saved my soul, for sure. Bike rides, sunsets. I guess the one thing that's good about 2020 was that I did learn to appreciate the smaller things. Like, I've always appreciated bike rides and sunsets, but I never fully appreciated it as my savior until, like, 2020. I was just like, bro, thank the Lord for my bicycles and for the sunsets and for the moon. I had skates. I was skateboarding. Like, I built a couple skateboards. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I painted one. Shout out Arte de San
Martin. Dude, yeah, and that's just bomb. Oh, yeah, and it appeared in our music video.
Check us out on YouTube.
Feel the Vibe, FOS featuring Jazz Mooney. Shout out. And Jay Synth did a pretty good job on the video, too, mm-hmm. I gotta say. I was afraid because I didn't know anybody working on the video, really. I was just, like, asked to do my thing, and I was like, for sure. So I did it, and then I had no idea what was gonna happen, and it turned out to be really cool, way cooler than I even thought it would be. So yeah, shout out to the fam, FOS, Rio Vista Farms.
Any last words?
Yeah, of course I've got some last words. I just want to say that a synonym for weird is fantastic. So be as weird as you need to be in order to be you. Because I guarantee you, you're not the only one. So yeah, be authentically and irregrettably yourself, no matter what. Be weird. Be you. That's it. Because I guarantee you that you will attract the people that you feel are, like, beneficial to your life and that really make you feel like you're at home. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, dude, fucking weird is cool. All right? Anyway, that concludes our second episode of
Queered Wellness.
Yes. Thank you for joining us on our journey. And thank you, guest Mia Thermopoulos, the 3-year-old sister.
Woo, Mia!